Good morning to Jason Kanz. Start of the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning. Oh, yeah. It's because I didn't press a button. Good morning. See.
Good morning.
I was proud of the fact that I had you a little earlier than yesterday, but I forgot to press a button on the phone. So, there we go.
I mean, I was like, I can listen real close.
Yeah.
This is much better.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. We're going to have some fun, and then we're going to get to Colossians. So, starting off.
Sure.
I don't want to tell you what you have to do tonight, but you and Heather and as many family members as you can bring will love Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Tailor Made for Murder. This is the latest production from Jim and Jane Jeffries. It's a fundraiser for Teamwork Africa. It's like a live old-time radio show with musical guests. I mean, world-class saxophonist Sue Orfield with the musical interludes. And a fun time was had by all last night. So if it's at all possible, please consider that. I know it might push you just a little past your bedtime, but...
And it's at 7 o'clock.
It's at 7 o'clock, yeah. And it's at 412
where is it?
South Barstow, Valley Brook Stage tonight. Suggested donation of $10 at the door to benefit Teamwork Africa. I believe more than $1,000 was raised for TA last night. And this is to build the Mercy House for girls, a safe house for girls there in Liberia. So, anyhow.
I saw a few pictures this morning, and they looked like they were having fun.
So, yeah. A lot of humor, and it's fun. It's really, and boy, I tell you what, if you have or you haven't heard Sue Orfield on the saxophone, she's top notch. They don't come any better. So,
did you know that I played saxophone when I was in middle school and the beginning of high school?
I was not recalling that. No, how many years did you stick with it?
Yeah, I think 3 years. I stuck with it. Four years, I guess. I stuck with it.
Well, come and hear Sue and go, wow, that's what could have been.
Yeah. See, I was a huge fan of Bruce Springsteen, and of
Clarence
course that
Clemens.
Also meant that I loved Clarence Clemens.
Yeah.
Yes. Who was one of the finest musicians, I think, ever, and
sure.
Also featured in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Ah, I didn't know that. But speaking of notables, we played Mystery Voice yesterday. It went from 7:45 until after 8:30 before Paul Dischler won it. I want to see, I'm sure you weren't listening. You're off to work, right? So
I was not.
I've got
right.
The mystery voices. This is what people had to guess. See if there's three of them. Here we go.
He's flaky.
We've got this security system.
London Always is definitely up at top three.
Can you name any of those?
No.
Okay.
No, those came by so
right.
Fast.
One more time. Ready?
What were they?
Are you ready? One more time. Here we go.
He's flaky.
Yep. We've got this security system.
London Always is definitely up at top three.
All right. So people
I didn't get any of them.
People were getting the second and the third, but they struggled. So then I had to extend the first voice and come up with this.
He's flaky, but he's the first guy you would want.
We've got this security system.
London Always is definitely up at top three.
Any better?
No.
Robert Downey Jr., Kelly Ripa, and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I got the Hugh Jackman now. Yeah, because that one was stirring something for me, but I was like, who is it? But yes.
All right.
I don't know that I would have gotten the other two. So.
All right. Well, just having some fun with you on the outset here this morning. All right. We've got Colossians. Boy, we got some work to do here. Colossians 3, 20 and 21. Take it away.
Yeah, it says, children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they will become discouraged.
That's it?
That's it.
That's verses 20 and 21, because Letters to the Beloved goes much longer.
It does, yeah.
All right.
I'm long-winded.
No, it's interesting, though. Well, I think you're trying to flesh it out. You're trying to flesh it out.
Right,
but
yeah.
The thing is, you know, yesterday we both kind of winced when it was like, I mean, different things like what it might call us to
right.
do. But when it's like children obey your parents, we sit up straight and go, read that again.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Kids, pay attention.
Yeah. Here's from Letters to the Beloved, a paragraph. Love is necessary for parent-child relationships, too. Parenting is difficult enough without children adding to their parents' burden. Amen. I added that. Children honor me when they live with love toward their parents. Amen to that. This admonition goes for parents as well. I do not want them bossing their children around, intentionally angering them. Practice kindness and gentleness so that others do not feel beaten down by your judgments. I want parents to be their children's biggest fans. I love that line.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes it's really hard, I think, to be our children's biggest fans when they are aggravating us and angering us. But trying to live with love, I think, in both directions is a high and holy calling.
Well, I think the tricky thing, like when you, that makes me think about a coach. And isn't the best coach the one who is the biggest fan, but also the biggest constructive critic, if you will, who's going to say, I know the word critic we can tense up on, but just who's going to point out things that you need to. And that's the hard, part of parenting, too. They need that unconditional love. It's that discipline part that, for me at least, that was just really a hard part. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think we've actually talked on here before about like the coaching style of Bobby Knight versus John Wooden. You know, one being just irate and angry and throwing chairs, and the other one just the gentleness and kindness piece so deeply kind of fit his style.
Boy, John Wooden, great example. Tony Dungy in more recent years, even as an NFL coach, said, I'm not going to be screaming and I'm not going to be swearing. And is it possible to be a great coach and ultimately won a Super Bowl with Indianapolis with that approach? So,
yeah, amazing.
All right, good stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jason. Hope to see you tonight if you can make it. Sam Shovel, Private Eye, tailor-made for murder. And it's this idea where the Jeffries put it out there on Facebook and said, do you have any complaint? What complaints do you have about women's clothes? And it just took off, more than 200 comments. And so these fashion designers are showing up dead. What's all the deal behind that? So find out.
The Milwaukee Brewers may have had only three hits last night, but two of them went yard.
Swinging a drive to right and deep. For
Telez. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning.
Nobody's got a better home run call in all of Major League Baseball than Bob Uecker.
I missed that call, but I was listening to Uecker last night, and just even when he's not doing the play-by-play, when he switches off, he starts telling some stories of Stan Musial and Hank Aaron and playing with those guys, and it's just, it's riveting. Just, it's like having a conversation with a great friend, but you just want to listen to his stories.
Also, we had Jim and Jane Jeffries in studio with us on Monday. I saw the opening night of Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Tailor Made for Murder. So good. You will leave uplifted. And then also, I mean, musical guest Sue Orfield. I mean, saxophonist extraordinaire.
And this is just a two-night show, right?
Yes.
So tonight is the last opportunity, Valley Brook Church.
Yep.
And
7 o'clock.
Again, what a great opportunity to support Teamwork Africa and the Mercy House.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, that there's just so many facets of what TA does. And I didn't realize about this, but, but Mercy House being built for a home for young women who are in a vulnerable
At
position.
Risk girls, yeah, right.
And what an amazing, amazing ministry you can be a part of.
Well, we raised more than $1,000 last night. Could use some more help tonight. Come on out. You will enjoy yourself, I promise. Tonight, 7 o'clock, 412 South Barstow, Eau Claire. We're going to give something a try here this morning that we have not done before. Now, Wordle has become so popular, the New York Times bought it, and there's been just multiple offshoots of it. There's been imitations and all sorts of things like Quirtle and all sorts. We're trying this morning Wibirdle.
Wibirdle.
Wibirdle. It's five letters. You call in at 723-2555. You guess a letter. If that letter is somewhere in the five-letter word, we'll even tell you where it's at.
Yeah, we're going to make this easy off the bat.
And if you got a letter right, you can guess another one.
Kind of like Express and Wheel of Fortune. We're going to rip off every game we can here.
Yes. Imitation, the sincerest form of flattery.
Indeed.
And you only get, though, all in all, each morning, you only get one guess at the correct word. So if you guess a letter, it's in there, whatever. And you want to guess the word, go ahead, but that's your only guess at the word.
Yeah, so use your guess at the entire word wisely, but you can keep calling back to guess letters. If you guess a letter correctly, we'll give you again one more or multiple more guesses at letters. Again, you can keep on guessing them live on the air on that one call
yep.
if you get it right. And, yeah,
like you said, word. We have a great prize. You're going to either want this to go to the Dells or else give it away, right?
Yeah, so May 5th through the 7th is the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. The Booth Brothers, Ernie Haas, and Signature Sound, Mark Lowry, just talked with him the other day. Mm-hmm. Legacy 5, Kana's Voice, many, many more. 3 days, 4 sessions at the beautiful Crystal Grand in the Dells. These tickets are worth nearly $100 a piece, and we are giving them to you. We're going to give you a pair of tickets for you or gift them to somebody else. Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival, May 5th through the 7th. That is the prize, a big prize for our very first edition of Wibirdle.
Yeah, so you be the one who guesses, but we need some people to guess some letters. So who's going to set the pace here? I was at the Oakland Memorial track meet yesterday for the BRC, and somebody's got to set the pace. So 7232555, guess a letter. If it's in there, you can keep going and guess another letter, and you can even guess the word. So 7232555, wonderful prize on the line. Who's going to guess the letter this morning?
Wibirdle here on the Wib Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. Again, we're going to learn how this works together. It should be a lot of fun. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win tickets to the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival May 5th through the 7th in the Dells. 715-723-2555. Who's going to be our first one, our bold
There we go.
Person to come in and guess. So let's go right here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mona from Sheldon.
Hey, Mona.
All right, Mona.
Give us a letter.
E.
The letter E is not in the word.
All right, not in, but you can call back, Mona. Thank you so much for being our first one out of the gate. All right, so
that's
E is not
works.
In it. 25 letters remaining.
Right.
And if she had gotten a correct letter again, then she could have guessed another one live on the air. So E's not in this five-letter word. Wibirdle here on the Wib Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555.
We could have let Mona try to guess the word, but she has no hints yet. So.
True, true. That would have been very difficult.
723-2555. All right, that's one vowel that's out. There's four others. Again, I like Mona's way of thinking. There's got to be vowels. So.
Indeed. Smart.
Is there one or more vowels?
715-723-2555.
Is there one or more vowels in our debut word for Wibirdle? And again, almost $100 worth of tickets on the line.
Well, actually, almost $200 because we're giving away a pair. So,
wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
May 5th through the 7th, Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival in the Dells. You can gift these to someone else. You can use them for yourself. 723-2555. And again, Mona didn't get a correct one, but she can call back, and she's doing that now. Mona, go ahead. Second guess. What do you think?
A.
A.
A is yes.
Good job.
There is one A, and it is the middle letter of this five-letter word in Wibirdle.
All right, so one A, it's the third letter. Mona, you get to guess another letter. What do you think?
S.
There is no S.
No S. Mona, do you want to take a guess at the word now, or do you want to save it? You get one guess at the word. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to wait until somebody else or yourself fills in more letters?
I'll wait.
Oh, wait. All right. So we know there's an A.
Yes.
We know there's an A.
An A right in the middle of the word. But what are the other four letters? What is the word in Wibirdle? There's no E. There's no S.
All right. Hopefully folks are figuring this out at home. Get your little scratch pad out, too. So
you might want to have a piece of paper handy.
Yeah. We know there's no E. We know there's no S. But there is an A right in the middle of this five-letter word. 715-723-2555. Debut edition of Wibirdle to win tickets for the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. Let's go here. Good morning. I believe this is PCD John from Ladysmith. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, John.
Hello.
What do you think?
I'll guess P.
Going to guess a P.
No
not
P.
Not P. Not P. All right.
Sorry,
thank you, John. You can call us back. Feel free.
PCD John guessing a P, of course.
Right. So, again, we know there's an A in the middle. We know there's no P in this. We know there's no, what were the other letters? That we missed.
No E, no S.
No E, no S. All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Hey, Beth.
All right, go ahead. What's your guess?
How about a W?
How about a W?
There is no W.
Not a W. Not a W. Now people are picking up on this. Good morning. Go ahead. What's your guess?
N.
N.
There is no N.
Not an N. Not an N. Maybe I will pick a tough word today. Wibirdle, let's go here. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Is it T?
You're guessing the word?
No, the letter T.
The letter T. There is not a T in it.
Not a T. All right. Thank you. Call us back. Try again at 715-723-2555.
The only vowel we've ruled out. Okay, there is an A in the middle of this five-letter word. Mona got that. And she also, we ruled out an E, but there's three other vowels that nobody's guessed. Just saying. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I guess C.
He's just going with PCD.
I'm
going
to help you out, John. There's no C. In fact, there's not even a D.
All right.
Oh, doggone it.
Yeah.
Try again in a bit. Again, we're trying to get somebody tickets to the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival.
We
go
just
ahead.
Have one letter so far.
Yes.
In the middle, A.
Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your guess?
R.
R.
You got to think there's an R.
Good job.
There is. It's the second letter.
So, five-letter word, and we know that it's blank, R-A, blank, blank.
Yes.
Do you want to take a guess at the word right now while you're live on the air, or do you want to think about it a little bit more?
I'm going to think about it.
All right.
But that's going to bank on calling in at 723-2555. Yes, blank, R-A, blank, blank. Okay.
All right. Let's go here again to Mona. Mona's been our frequent caller this morning. Go ahead, Mona. What do you think?
L.
There is no L.
No L. No L. All right. You can still call us back, Mona, or do we want to take a little break here, get to the weather, and come back
afterward? We can do that.
All right. So we're going to play a quick song here. You guys keep thinking about it. Again, we know it's blank, R-A, blank, blank. All right, so recapping, it's our very first Wibbertle Wednesday, playing off the popular game Wordle, and we want to give away two, not one, but two tickets to the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival for you, or you can gift them to someone else, May 5th through the 7th in the Dells. Booth Brothers, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Mark Lowry, Kana's Voice, Legacy 5, and so many more.
The music you're going to hear Sunday night, 7 to 10, with Rod and Big George, right, on Green Country. So,
and again, to recap, Howville, for those who might just be joining us, we want to give them a fair shake at how Wibbertle works.
Right, it's a five-letter word. And you call in and guess a letter. And if you're right, you get a chance to guess again. And once in the morning, you can try to guess the word. So far, we do know there's an A is the middle letter of the five-letter word. And also an R has been correctly guessed as the second letter. So it's blank, R-A, blank, blank. These letters are not in the word. They've been guessed. They're not there, including E-S-P-W-N-T. C, D, and L, all of those not in the five-letter word.
All right, so 715-723-2555. And again, sorry if you've already heard this information, but so this is how it works. When you guess a letter, if you get a letter correct on the ear, we'll give you another guess, and you can keep guessing until you guess the word or get an incorrect letter. You also get overall one guess at the word, so use it wisely. One guess at the word overall. And if you do guess a word incorrectly, you can call back again, assuming someone else hasn't guessed the word. So are we ready to reboot this?
We are ready. Let's go.
All right, 715-723-2555. And whoever was calling, if you can call back, because you were waiting so patiently and then I took too long to explain. 715-723-2555. Again, right now, this five-letter word, blank, R-A, blank, blank. 715-723-2555. Let's jump right here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer.
H.
H.
H. There is no H.
No H. But again, Sherry, you can call us back unless you want to guess right now at the word. Do
you
want to?
Yeah, you can guess the word.
I have no clue because I don't have all the missing letters yet.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Try again, Sherry. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the Web Wake Up Show, a Wibbertle Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth. All right. Go ahead.
You got an F?
F?
As in Frank.
Yes.
There is no F.
No F. All right. Try again. Unless you want to take a guess at the word. Probably not, with just two letters in there. Try again. All right, let's go here. We've got Mona again. Good morning, Mona. What do you guess?
I.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be another vowel, but there's no I.
No I. No I. No I in team or in this word. Try again, Mona. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Should we recap again the letters that have been guessed that are wrong?
Yeah, there is an A in the middle. We know that. And there is an R as the second letter. So it's blank, R-A, blank, blank. And again, the letters that have been guessed that are not in the word include there is no ESP, there's no WNT, there's no CDLHF or I.
All right, so eventually we're going to get this. We're going to get this at some point. And use your guess of the word wisely on Wibbertle Wednesdays here. And we want to give you a big prize.
We've ruled out 12 letters, and two of them are in it. Okay, so
we got 12 possibilities left.
12 or, there you go.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hannah from Chippewa.
Hannah from Chippewa, go ahead. You're on the air here. What guess do you have?
B.
B.
B as in boy, no B.
No B. All right, you okay. can try again, Hannah. 715-723-2555. So now that leaves 11 letter possibilities left. Yep. So eventually, by process of elimination, yep. we're going to figure this out.
Again, it's blank R-A, blank, blank. There is no E-S-P-W-N-T-C-D-L-H-F-I-B. They're all not in the word.
Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
It's Hannah again.
Hannah from Chippewa Falls. All right, Hannah, go ahead.
G.
G.
Yes, there is a G. It's been, in
good
fact,
job.
Hannah. It is the yeah. first letter. So it's G-R-A blank blank. Do you have a guess for us?
Well, wait. She can pick
Crazy.
Another word,
she
though.
Can. She oh. can.
Do you want to pick another letter or do you want to guess the word?
Can I guess?
Yes. Go ahead.
Gravy.
You're a winner.
Hannah, you are our first ever Hannah, gravy, what yes. tipped you off?
I don't know. Just the G-R-A, I guess.
Yeah, fantastic, Hannah. We're going to send you and a friend, or you can give these to someone else, the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. Two tickets, nearly $200 in tickets that we're gifting you this morning. Thank you for playing along with Wib Ertl on a Wednesday here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Well done.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right, you hang on the line for us, Hannah. We'll get a bit more information from you. All right, Havo.
That's
the very
fun.
First Wib Ertl, and I feel like maybe this is something that should become a little Wib Wake Up Show tradition because folks are going to realize, wow, this is not that difficult, and we can do it together,
yeah,
just like today.
We can start looking forward to Wib Ertl Wednesdays. I'm already looking forward to next Wednesday.
MIT, they're pretty smart over there, Halvo, and when they devote themselves to consumer issues or maybe issues that we as consumers didn't even know that we had, it comes up with some very interesting studies.
Yeah, even one having to do with Oreos.
Yeah, so a team of mechanical engineers at MIT recently developed a device to test the optimal way of separating the two halves of an Oreo cookie so that the wafers and the cream filling inside remain unbroken. Is that the way you eat an Oreo? Because I absolutely do. Is you twist it apart, and then I eat the filling out, and then eat the two sides of the cookie.
That's
I don't
definitely
bite into
the
it.
Preferred way. Yeah.
Yeah, unless I'm really, really craving an Oreo, and then maybe I'll just, you know...
I don't eat that many of them, I gotta say. But my mom is listening in the live stream. Mom, I remember as a kid, that was a favorite treat for you. Yeah, go ahead.
The team at MIT built their Oreo-ometer to test how different types of Oreos separate.
Oreo-ometer?
I love that research dollars are going toward this, paying particular attention to the cream distribution across the two wafers once the cookie splits.
Researchers said that their favorite twist was rotating while pulling Oreos apart from one side as a kind of peel and twist, which was the most reliable for getting a very clean break.
I feel like I learned that as a young child and didn't need an MIT study to show me that. They tested regular Oreos as well as the double and mega stuff varieties, which have more cream filling, and did not report any apparent correlation between the amount of cream and how cleanly the cookie separated.
You got to admit, though, you just can't go wrong. And where Giannis got schooled on this a little bit recently, where he had just discovered the idea of Oreos, and he's like dipping them in milk, too,
yes.
right? Outstanding.
Yes. It worked for Giannis, can work for the rest of us.
All right, well, Caleb, a synonym is a word that means the same as another, like baby and infant. An antonym, right, opposites, the opposite
Indeed.
Of another, hot and cold. But a contronym, these are much less known. I remember learning about synonyms and antonyms in school. I never remember a day where we learned about contronyms.
Yeah, so listen up. You'll be educated along with us.
Yes, contronym is a word with two opposite meanings. For example, bolt. Can mean secure, but it also is somebody bolted. They ran away.
Yeah, so it one word, but can have different meanings depending on the context.
So you pity the person trying to learn English.
Indeed. Contronyms, let's dive right in here. A bill. Mm-hmm. Bill could be a payment, or it also could be an invoice for a payment.
Yeah, there you go. How about rent? It's to purchase the use of something or to sell its use.
Yeah, I rent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Screen, it could mean to present. Or it could mean to conceal. Like, how in the world does anybody learn this language?
I'm going to screen the candidates. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Another one is transparent. It can mean invisible or it can mean obvious.
That's just contronyms here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Weather. It could mean to withstand or something that's weathered.
Uh-huh.
It could mean to wear away. So I weather the storm
right.
or it looks really weathered. Go figure.
Yeah. A couple more. Another contronym is dust. To remove fine particles from. Who's going to do the dusting? Or to sprinkle fine particles onto.
Yeah, dusting some some confectioner's sugar or something on top of the cake. A final contronym here on the Wib Wake Up Show, skin. It could mean to cover with a skin or to remove the skin.
That's right.
What? Oh, man.
Confusing.
Crazy language.
Again, on Monday in the 8 o'clock hour, we had Jim and Jane Jeffries on from Just Scripts. Their latest is Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Tailor Made for Murder. As you heard Jim say, they threw it out, the idea on Facebook, trying to do research for this. Like, ladies, do you have any complaints about women's clothes? And they were deluged with more than 200 comments. And so in this play, it's a comedy for sure. But, I mean, it's got fashion designers who are falling left and right. And you pick up on different things, but you're going to laugh. It's good, clean, fun. You picked up on that, Caleb, just in a few minutes with them in studio, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what a great opportunity to enjoy a night out and to be able to gather together with folks and enjoy some great comedy, some drama, some incredible music, Sue Orfield, and
yes,
of course, supporting a wonderful cause in Teamwork Africa. But, I mean, this is a big deal to have Sue Orfield, I think you mentioned, and they did as well, too, just born to play the saxophone. Incredible.
Yeah. She's world-class, top-notch, and, again, it's like a old-time radio drama. They do commercials. My kids are in it, so I'm kind of buying Dawson and Evelyn, but the cast did fantastic. A special shout-out to Paige Vassell, who plays the detective and does a fantastic job, so...
Check it out again, 7 p.m. tonight, Valleybrook Church, Barstow Street, Eau Claire. And tickets, I believe, are $10.
Yeah.
And suggested donation of $10 or more for Teamwork Africa. And I'm just going to say, because I don't want Havel to have to do it the whole time. I want to say, please consider giving even more than that. The goal is to provide funds for this Mercy House for vulnerable young women and girls. Again, the world is not a safe place, especially for young women. And to be able to have a safe house for these young women is very important. So the Mercy House, that's the goal to fundraise for.
You're going to make me cry. Thank you.
Somebody is 1 year closer to death. Birthday's coming up next on M&M's in the morning.
Somebody's getting a little bit older here at WWIB today.
Paul Anthony, happy birthday.
Wish him a happy birthday on the Wib Wake Up Show, or actually, no, on the main WWIB radio Facebook page, as dozens and dozens of you have already done. PA, it's his birthday today. And what, 59?
Yeah, he's 59.
All right, we'll just throw that right out there.
I was chiding him a bit about it the other day because he's a little, like a year and a half older than me, and he beats Pat Wall to 59. But here's a couple of things. Very creative.
Yes.
He's been here with the station for a number of years. Part of his days in radio, of course, he's from the Green Bay area, Denmark High School. He still holds the high jump record.
Yes. And how hard is that to hold it for decades?
He doesn't want to say how high it was because he's embarrassed that it's not higher. But still, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at a track meet at Memorial yesterday. The 39-inch hurdles alone looked like the high jump to me.
Yeah, and so I mean, this is the thing. Paul always downplays just how good of an athlete he was. But, yeah, he went
emphasis
to the University
on
of
was.
Minnesota. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, and he talks about, too, there was a job he had, and I think it had to do with shoveling. Maybe he was shoveling coal or rock or something. And he's like, yeah, you know, I got pretty buff then. It's like... Yeah, I'm pretty sure Paul was Adonis back in the day.
There was the church softball league back in the day, Caleb. I pitched. When Paul would come to the plate, I still remember. I mean, the guy, he was hammering Paul. I mean, he could definitely hit the home run. So I still have nightmares of facing him.
Yes. Our dear friend Paul, again, he's served in this ministry for many years. And just I appreciate Paul's sense of humor, his patience, especially with me and the way we interact from the sales side of things and the creative director side of things. There's a lot that needs to be done. And sometimes it's not always pristine and perfect in terms of timelines. And he's always so gracious to me. Even if he grumbles a little bit, he's always so gracious in getting things done to serve our clients. And that's I come back to that again and again. Paul is a servant, and he honors Christ in that way. So
yeah, totally loves the Lord, loves his family, and very creative, and yet he has that gift that I think you do too, in terms of being able to care in production right down to the smallest detail, and that's important.
Happy birthday, Paul. Wish him a happy birthday along with us on the WWIB Radio Facebook page.